For decades, the government has given groups like Catholic Charities and the Jewish Federation System billions of dollars so they can run social service programs for the needy. But it was generally understood that they had to keep religion out of it. Now, though, the rules are changing. President Bush's faith-based initiatives are making it possible for religious groups to get government money and be upfront about their beliefs, as long as they don't try to convert people they're trying to help. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling went to Colorado to see how it's working. There, he visited one faith-based group that's been held up as a national model, and he found a blurry line between helping and proselytizing.
When you walk into the county welfare office in Colorado Springs, the waiting room looks and sounds at first like any welfare office in the country.
87.
But if you wander to the cubicles where the welfare workers sit, you'll hear the sounds of a new era in government social service.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for your protection and your guidance over faith partners and the work that we do with the families.
This Father, is the staff of Faith Partners. Until recently, chances are you would have never heard a group of welfare workers praying out loud in the middle of a government office. The court said God and government should be kept more separate. But now that President Bush has launched his faith-based initiative, he wants religious groups, like Faith Partners, to take over more and more of the government's role of helping people in trouble. At Faith Partners, they recruit volunteers from local churches to become mentors to welfare families. Most of the volunteers come from evangelical churches. Then the mentors work closely with the welfare families for at least a year to try to help them become self-sufficient. To organize all this, the office staff at Faith Partners gets more than $100,000 a year in taxpayers' money. And they work right alongside the government welfare workers in the county building. Jackie Jaramillo is director, and she'll tell you up front, they're a Christian program.
We are Christ-centered, we are based in the church, but this isn't about an evangelical effort. That's the part that people, I think, get confused. We're not going out to help these families so that in return for them coming to church. It's not an evangelical effort. This is a vehicle for the church to get people outside the four walls of the church into the community, where they could use their faith to produce hope and purpose in the lives of the people that we wanted to serve.
Faith Partners has become a model for how religious groups can serve. Church leaders and welfare workers have been coming to Colorado Springs from other parts of the country so they can learn how to copy the program in their own communities. The governor of Colorado likes the program so much that he's declared a Faith Partners Day. Faith Partners got off the ground before President Bush launched his faith-based initiative. In fact, Faith Partners was part of a pilot project that inspired the president to take action. You probably remember that back in 1996, Congress overhauled the welfare system. And evangelical activists got their allies in Congress to rewrite the welfare laws so religious groups could play a bigger role. And Congress said, in effect, let's allow some faith-based groups, which run certain welfare programs, to talk openly with their clients about religion, as long as they don't proselytize. At the time, David Burns was running the county welfare department in Colorado Springs. He asked local churches how they could help.
But I threw down a challenge, at least they viewed it that way. I said, there's got to be something that churches can do better than government. You know, people started scratching their head thinking, well, what would that be?
And that's where Faith Partners steps in.
It's so good to see you. I'm glad you made it.
Dawn Shipperfield is a single welfare mother with three kids, and she's one of Faith Partners' clients. And this afternoon, she's come to meet with her team of mentors at one of the mentors' homes. Chipperfield went on welfare last year after she left her partner. She says he kept beating her up, and when the county welfare department told her about all the services that Faith Partners provides, she signed up. And Chipperfield sits now with her mentors in a circle in the living room. The director of Faith Partners, Jackie Jaramillo, turns to Chipperfield, and she says, tell us your goals.
My goal is to get back in school. Other goal of mine is to work on my daughter, my oldest daughter, with her special needs. She's going to be 11, and she's in special ed, and she's reading at first grade level.
About how would you feel about maybe the team coming in and help tutoring your daughter to get her to the level, you know, help her move forward?
There are grants available from private foundations. In fact, I have a grant application at the office specifically for women who are single parents who want to go to school, and maybe the team could really help you fill out the applications.
One of Chipperfield's mentors at this meeting is a man named John Machina. He says everything these church volunteers are doing to help her is driven by their own faith.
I believe that the sovereign God of the universe has chosen to work through the creative power of belief that he gave us when he created us. It's really as simple as that. And what Faith Partners is trying to do, and why we have joined in with it and why we're working with it, is that we want to help people break the cycle of poverty. And if we can do that, then we can change a family for generations to come. We can change a family's destiny for generations to come.
The welfare families are looking for that source that will give them strength.
That's Jackie Jaramillo.
And they're burned out. They're in a faith deficit. What Faith Partners wants to do is come alongside of those families and coach them on how to use the pieces, how to put the puzzle pieces together. That's all we want to do. We don't want to drag them to church. We don't want to win them to Christ. We just want them to have the tools they need that so that they can compete and that they can become self-sufficient.
As the meeting wraps up, Chipperfield looks down at the carpet. She says the Faith Partners mentors are the first people who've cared about her in years.
I just feel so overwhelmed because I feel so good that I feel have a belonging. It's just me and my kids, and, you know, my kids have, you know, people around them, and I just think this is just good for us.
Now the mentors stand in a circle and take Chipperfield's hands. They bow their heads.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for each and every person in this room, Lord God. We thank you for Dawn, Father, and for her willingness to open her life up to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It's Sunday morning. The sky over Colorado Springs is electric blue. The Rocky Mountains look as jagged as broken glass. And the Machinas and a couple of other mentors are driving to church. Dawn Chipperfield has said she might go with them. She hasn't been to church since she was a kid.
We're going to pick up Dawn and her family. This is not something that, by any stretch of the imagination, is forced on anybody. We offer it. If somebody wants to come to church with us, great. But by virtue of being in this program, they've already indicated that, hey, I want to make some changes, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. So we're heading on down, stepping out in faith that she's going to be there. I'm claiming it. I'm saying that she will come with us to church today.
But when the Machinas get to Dawn Chipperfield's house, she cancels. After she and John have a brief talk at the front door, he walks back down the driveway. He sounds deflated.
Dawn was, today just was not going to work out. So she said she definitely wants to come next Sunday. And she said she will do whatever it takes to make it happen.
In the meantime, Chipperfield has agreed they can take two of her daughters, age 10 and almost 3.
She's excited for the kids to be able to come and get a chance to meet the people at the church, and she's looking forward to coming next week. Dawn, she committed to coming next week, and very, very adamant that she would be there, right?
Yeah. Jay, did you take your keys back, Kim?
This Sunday's trip to church gets to the heart of one of the biggest controversies about faith-based programs. When religious groups get taxpayers' money to provide social services, will they also try to push their religion on the vulnerable people they're trying to help? Remember, the law says they cannot use taxpayers' money to proselytize. The law also says that they can't use it for sectarian worship or religious instruction. The people who run Faith Partners say they obey the law. Jackie Jaramillo says they do believe that their welfare clients need Christian faith.
In one of my conversations with God, one time I said, God, you are so great. You are so powerful. Why can't you meet the need? Why are there hungry children? Why are there abused children? Why, Lord, as powerful as you are, can't you stop the pain? And he spoke back to my heart and said, because I don't respond to need, I respond to faith. And unless we have the faith to ask him for help in our lives, he can't respond to what's wrong.
Dawn Chipperfield says when she signed up for Faith Partners, she was interested in learning more about religion. And she eventually did go to church with her mentors.
I suggested it, and I've gone a couple of times to church. And the past couple weeks since, a few things happened, I haven't gone. And now, I kind of wished I wouldn't have done that, because I feel like, they told me, oh, we're not going to push church and this and that. But now it's been that issue, of kind of pushing. And I feel like it should be at my own free will.
The head of Faith Partners' board of directors, Barry Farah, says the group never tries to coerce their welfare clients. But he says the group does have a religious goal for the families it helps.
The first step is to love them and to care for them, and not to attempt to share with them necessarily any of the concepts surrounding the Christian faith, but just to be the faith to them. Love them and accept them. And that takes a few months of the program, and that's phase one. And then the next phase is inviting them to explore the concepts of a faith in God through Jesus Christ, which is the Christian faith. But I think it's somewhere in the 85% range that come to some relationship with God through Christ as a consequence of our participation with them.
The program's director, Jackie Jaramillo, told me that she generally doesn't discuss this part of the Faith Partners mission in public, but she eventually agreed to talk about it. And Jaramillo said that Faith Partners has what she calls a covert religious mission.
I think it's covert because I think I use the term covert because 95% of the Christian world is uncomfortable sharing their faith with people.
You want your welfare clients, as I understand it, to embrace Jesus Christ.
We want them to embrace, we let them articulate what it is they want to embrace, and then we support them in that. We hope that our witness to Jesus Christ is strong enough that it is Jesus Christ.
And why do you have to tiptoe around that? Why do you need to be, covert, in your word, about that goal in the community?
Because we are funded with government money.
Officials in Colorado Springs say they're happy with Faith Partners. The director of the welfare department told me he just wishes that other religious and community groups would organize their own versions of the program, so welfare clients who don't want to embrace Jesus Christ could get the same services too. But so far, if you need the kind of support that Faith Partners can give you, then you have to get it with a Christian message. Daniel Zwirtling, NPR News.